Let's Do It Radio listeners worldwide, here comes that man.
Money, 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 money.
About it. Well, today you're gonna learn. Dr. Steele has the 411 on this topic. So welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. Welcome, basically, first time listeners, as you are in for a treat. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, 2021, and this is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Design, broadcasting to you worldwide out of Washington State, hosted out of Florida. And our guest speaker for the day is Dr. Ralph Steele, who is a structured settlement broker out of Arlington, Texas, at Wealth Think Bank on Think Wealth. And today's topic is Bitcoin investments. Do It All in the Mall is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser, who has been in business for over 13 years. And Do It All in the Mall is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. Yes, I said 5,000 stores. You can shop while listening to entertainment anywhere you are. It's right there at your fingertips. You can make a difference nationwide. So visit, take a tour, and shop. But most often, please Skype or join in the conversation at 845-241-9985 and get your questions answered as we welcome guest host Dr. Ralph Steele, who is bringing wisdom on the topic Bitcoin investments. And you can find Dr. Ralph Steele under the Clients Carousel of Do It All in the Mall for financial advice, or under the financial tab under Wealth Think Bank. After we hear a clip and a couple of commercial on here's what's behind the Bitcoin surge, and Dr. Steele will give you the heads up on what's up after these commercials and a clip. So stay tuned, buckle up, because Dr. Steele is right here for us, going to be able to answer our questions.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Dr. Ralph Steele is owner of Wealth Think Bank and Mediation Worlds, PLLC. His companies provide financial investment and also provide legal representation for employment cases. The financial investment business helps people start and sustain their financial legacies for their families. He's an international speaker and author of 17 books, the most recent titled A National Economic Plan for African Americans, available at lulu.com. You can also find Dr. Ralph Steele in the specialty section at doitallinthemall.com.
Brian Kelly joins us on the fast line. Beeks, good to hear from you. It sounds like the short covering was a huge driver.
It was, yeah. Great to be on. Big fan of the show, Melissa. Thanks for having me. It was there was a lot of short covering going on. I know a lot of people talked about Amazon being the catalyst, but a lot of that Amazon news was out about a week ago. So what I think happened with this big move is you did have a significant amount of shorts, and then you may have got a whiff of that Amazon news. You may have got a whiff of the Tether news, and all of a sudden it created this big short squeeze on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening when the market's a little more or a little less liquid.
So where do you think Bitcoin goes from here? I mean, it was a bounce. It didn't hold 40. So now what?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm no surprise here. I'm still bullish on Bitcoin. I mean, the real game here is whether or not it is going to be adopted as an institutional asset. And I don't see anything that has changed my mind on that. And then the secondary part, which is the tailwind, is whether or not central banks and the Federal Reserve are going to tighten monetary policy or continuing printing. And by my score, I don't see how they cannot continue to print.
Hey, BK, it's Karen. Let me ask you something. We've been following this GBTC, the Bitcoin Trust, which went from a big discount to a very big premium just today. What was that all about?
So that's probably that's the biggest news that we've had in crypto in the last week or so. So what happened was JP Morgan announced that they're going to allow their financial advisors to buy GBTC, and also Osprey has a product very similar to that. And so what happens is, you know, this has been a drag on Bitcoin because that discount, when people were at first getting into it, they were trading at a premium. So they buy Bitcoin, they put it into the GBTC, and they wait 6 months and hope they get a bit of an arbitrage on that. When it's at a discount, nobody wants to do that. When it's at a premium, people will buy Bitcoin. So this creates demand for Bitcoin just on that arbitrage between spot Bitcoin and the price of GBTC. And if JP Morgan's financial advisors are successful, that'll create more flow into GBTC.
Hey, Beaks, it's Dan. So we call you the Bitcoin baller, but you're also an Ethereum enthusiast here. Talk to us about this range, man. Over the last month, Ethereum topped out a month ago, basically, or a few weeks ago, where it topped out today, and it bottomed out. You see a double bottom here. Are we just stuck in a range here? We know there's a couple catalysts. Talk to us about those catalysts this summer and later on in the year.
Yeah, I'm actually fairly bullish on Ethereum. The biggest thing that's happening to Ethereum is it's an upgrade. It's called EIP 1559 for those tech-savvy folks that want to look at it. But basically what it does is it switches the algorithm from a proof of work to a proof of stake. So it uses less electricity to mine. But the more important thing is they're actually changing their monetary policy. So Ethereum actually could be a deflationary currency. And in terms of cryptocurrencies, deflationary in terms of cap supply is generally good for price. And so you've got everything in the world that is built on Ethereum, DeFi, NFTs, all of that, plus a new monetary policy coming up, plus potentially tailwinds from just adoption of this as an asset class. And to me, that looks pretty good for Ethereum.
BK, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to chat.
Ryan Kelly, our Bitcoin baller. Guy Dami, I'll go to you because we've seen Bitcoin take quite a tumble when we thought inflation was too hot, when we thought inflation was gone and we're going to stagnate. I mean, what's your sort of take on its behavior?
Yeah, it's interesting. Dan and I had an opportunity to talk to Michael Saylor today, and I was always of the belief that a weak dollar would be a benefit for Bitcoin. He's of the belief that both can actually go higher. He also thinks, and I'm bringing him up because he's sort of the Maharaji of this entire thing, that there's just not a question of if but when one of these big tech companies makes a big announcement in terms of their foray into crypto. So I'm with you. The fact that it, you know, got up to 40 and seemingly sort of failed there, I mean, 24 hours is not a day make, and maybe we sort of meander around 35, but BK makes a lot of compelling arguments, as does Michael Saylor. So maybe the bottom was put in with that flush down to 28 a week or so ago.
And today's topic is Bitcoin investment. Welcome, Dr. Steele. It's always a pleasure having you discuss, you know, finding wealth especially on Think Well, with the topic of Bitcoin investment. So many of us are asking about Bitcoin and investment. So please greet us, the Let's Do It Radio Worldwide listeners. And I learned from CNN when Elon Musk tweets, the crypto world listens. Dr. Steele, please spill the dirt on Bitcoin investment so we can listen to you. Dr. Ralph Steele.
Good evening. I'm glad to be on Let's Do It Radio. I'm Dr. Ralph Steele here in the Dallas, Texas area. Mr. Inez, thank you very much for having me on and having this. Thanks, Sharon Fraser as well, and Ms. Autumn, and having me on, and particularly to talk about such a very interesting subject today, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. And I'll use the term and the phrase cryptocurrency because it basically talks about all of the different types of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, you name it. But I want to just start so some of the people who may even have some questions. And so the big question is, what is cryptocurrency? What is it? What is it all about? See, and obviously it is a digital virtual currency that can be used to buy goods and services just like a dollar. The problem is that you use it online, it comes off of some type of ledger so that people can account and keep an accuracy of it, and with strong cryptography to secure. In other words, in order to secure your value or whatever, let's say you buy Inez or whoever, let's say you bought $500 worth of cryptocurrency. Well, you don't want to buy $500 and then all of a sudden, boom, it disappears. So you have to keep up with it. You have to keep the order and the amount, or whether you find $500, $5,000, $50,000 or $500,000, like the big corporate America, Elon Musk, or whoever it may be. There's a lot of interest has been gained in the cryptocurrency, and especially in terms of the trading it for profit, with those people who are interested and those who are investors, those who like to purchase cryptocurrency and think it's fun. Now, but let me say this, so people will get the huge difference. There is a difference between cryptocurrency or bitcoins, if you want to use that term too, than the dollar. So what is the biggest difference between the dollar bill and cryptocurrency, i.e. Bitcoin? Well, the biggest difference, folks, is this. The dollar bill comes under what we call the fiat system. So what is the fiat system? The fiat system is a system that is centralized and regulated by the United States government. That's the system. You know, and so it's a huge, when you're looking at how the system is regulated versus now. Well, when you look at the the dollar bill, nobody can just go out and print a dollar bill. That would be illegal. And then even if you did print it after you got caught and went to jail, it would be considered to be counterfeit money because nobody can print the dollar except for the United States Treasury Department, which is part of the government, and the United States Printing Office. Now, let's kind of move to Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Now, what's really different, folks, about cryptocurrency is this. Cryptocurrency is a unregulated currency that is online, that is digital or virtual, that is created through mining and created, folks, to trade for or to use to buy goods and services just like the dollar. Now, here's the connection, though. So now there's a connection between the dollar and the Bitcoin. It's like falling in love with your own money. I hear hello, somebody out there. So here's how it works. So people say you cannot, in order to purchase Bitcoin, you purchase Bitcoin with what? You don't purchase Bitcoin with Bitcoin. You purchase Bitcoin with the dollar. In other words here, the Bitcoin system is undergirded. There's a foundation. There's a monetary foundation that undergirds and actually builds up the Bitcoin, so the Bitcoin system can survive, in addition to it not only just being unregulated, but here's the thing, just because something is unregulated doesn't mean that it still doesn't have, what is it, responsibility,
value,
and accountability. So you still have to have that, especially the accountability for it, because you don't want to say, okay, I bought $1,000 of a Bitcoin today, and where is it at? Well, who got it? Where does it go? You can't see it. So you can't put the Bitcoin in your hand the same way you can take a crunchy dollar bill, 5, 10, 20, 50, or 100, and put it into your hand, or like a regular coin. It's a different context. You know what I'm saying? But the Bitcoin is a good system to have, especially as the value, as the investing, as the trading goes up. Because you can buy it, you can trade it, and again, then you can use it as, you know what I mean, like a specie. And a specie is nothing but money. So you can look at Bitcoin as a form of money in its own way. You can call it bartering. You can call it alternative to the dollar. But it is what it is. Now, the most popular cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, has been up and down like any dollar. I mean, when you go trade on Wall Street, I mean, you read the stock market, Wall Street every day, NASDAQ, S&P, Dow Jones Industrial, NASDAQ. Uh-huh. It's always, folks, up and down, up and down. Well, the Bitcoin system in some ways is no different. It has a level of volatility where the price moves up and down. In some cases, this year has reached up to $65,000 or more in April before losing half of that value in May. So you see what I mean? So you go ahead, $65,000. Now you back down to 30-some thousand. That's up and down. Mm. That's risky. Mm-hmm. Well, anytime you're trading, anytime you're investing, you're dealing with some level of risk. So the Bitcoin is no different than the dollar. It still has risk. No doubt about it. And so there are some questions, there are some concerns that defines and helps people understand the Bitcoin system that you need to know, that I know, that people need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that people need to know. And so the big question is, what is Bitcoin? It is a form of payment that can be exchanged just like a dollar bill online for goods and services. And a lot of companies now are beginning to issue their own Bitcoin, or if you will, some people call them tokens, and they can be traded specifically for only goods and services, you know what I mean, and providing a service for people just like the dollar bill, just like a dollar is traded, just like a dollar is used to buy goods and services. Okay, just like a dollar, you know what? You can go to the credit union or bank and you can borrow money, so the bank's credit union loan you money. You know, the Bitcoin is no different, folks. But now, of course, you have to be careful in knowing who to buy the Bitcoin from and to invest the Bitcoin so that you won't be, you lessen the amount of riskiness that's involved or the chances that you'll lose your Bitcoin value and your money involved in it. And that's kind of how it is. So you can think of Bitcoin like a chip, if you will. You exchange that, again, for goods and services. And so on a bigger note, cryptocurrency works better, just like money does now, using technology. And listen, folks, the technology I named that we use, we call it blockchain. Mm-hmm. Blockchain, which you've heard before, which is a, again, it is a decentralized technology, which when I say decentralized, folks, I'm saying that the government doesn't have overarching, overreaching hands in it. It's not controlling it. So whoever, whoever you are trading with and using the blockchain, you just have to be careful, confidential, professional about how you invest in it. But listen, folks, it is no different than going downtown or going to a Walmart or a mall, and you go in and you buy a car or you buy a bed or mattress or whatever. That company that you purchase from has to be legitimate. That company has to have integrity. So when you're dealing with Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency system, by and large, just because it's not controlled by the government doesn't give anybody the right who is selling, who is trading the Bitcoin, that still doesn't give them the right to not have the integrity and the value of people's money, and especially the Bitcoin, since it is not, you know what I mean, the government has no real oversight over it. And so now what has happened is, because of the blockchain technology and it's decentralized, that has caused Bitcoin system, cryptocurrency, to be spread all over the nation and the world, and the computers and that the managers keep it. See, here's what you got to remember. Anytime you put something in a computer system, if you really want to understand the Bitcoin system, folks, once you purchase and put something and connect and buy and pay using whether it's cash or credit card, and you purchase Bitcoin, guess what, folks? It is recorded, and you can follow that trail. So guess what, folks? For those who have concern and questions about the Bitcoin, you can, just like you can take a CPA and go audit dollar bills and audit a company and audit a bank and audit money, audit a company, audit businesses, audit anybody that has money, including the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. You can take, Ms. Inez, you can take the same CPA or a forensic accountant and go in and order and actually audit, if you will, a Bitcoin system and make sure and ensure that the Bitcoin system is correct, is legitimate, and it also has integrity. In other words, nobody is stealing them, hooking and crooking and stealing the money. Because it just doesn't work like that, does it?
Nope.
And that's the way people have to understand. People have to stand that. Now, here's another question that a lot of people are asking. I get this question all the time. Dr. Steele, how many cryptocurrencies are there? What are they worth? Let me tell y'all something, folks. That is a huge question. Listen, there are more than, right now, statistically, about 15,000 different cryptocurrencies that are traded publicly, you know what I mean, on the market right now. And these, and what's interesting is the cryptocurrency, they continue to proliferate and they're growing and raising money through the initial coin offering, you know what I mean, with what we call ICOs, of Bitcoin. And so it just, it is what it is. The total value of all cryptocurrencies right now, folks, now watch this here. The total value of cryptocurrencies right now is somewhere around $1.3 trillion, which is dropped a little
wow.
bit because it was up to about $2.2 or $4 trillion. But still, when you get to $1.1 trillion out there, you can't even count that much money and spend it in your lifetime.
Ever.
So that's kind of
ever.
That now here's another question, because I'm trying to kind of present it in question form for people who have questions, and then you can ask me some more questions. Is the biggest question though is this, folks? Are you ready to invest in Bitcoin? Yes, I got you. Your tongue tied? Yeah, I got you, Dennis. Are you ready to invest in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency? Now, I will give you, and I'm not marketing nobody, but I'll give you a list of cryptocurrencies. If you didn't have them, I'll give you a quick list of those. And I won't rate or rank them. I'll just give them, and so you can kind of have an idea of what's kind of going out there. So one of them is what we call, the name is just that, Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin of the cryptocurrency is approximately about $6 billion. The value is about $6 billion. So that's the Bitcoin. Now, that's the one that I'm involved in. For those who know or don't know, I own about 5 Bitcoin ATM machines. You didn't know that, did you? Folks, watch this.
No.
You can take Bitcoin just like you do. People, banks have ATM machines. You can take Bitcoin and put that crypto digital currency within a ATM machine and turn around, folks, and people can actually invest in it. They can withdraw from it, and they can deposit in it. And guess what? It works just the same basis of an ATM machine, any system, and you can put cash in it. I mean, it's very similar. So I have ATM Bitcoin machines that I own and that people invest in and put money in it. And, of course, they make money. But guess what? I make money, too. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hello. Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bet we have some people out there want to hear about that.
Yeah. And so you also have what's called Ethereum, which is a form of cryptocurrency. The Ethereum is probably worth somewhere around $240-$250 billion. Ethereum. And then you have Tether, I mean, little tongue twister, that's probably around $60 billion. And then you have what's it called, Binance Coin, which is about $48, maybe $50 billion Bitcoin. And then you have what they call Cardano, which is about $37 billion. And then you have what's XRP, cryptocurrency, which is about $27 billion. And then you have what we call, this is the pretty coin, we call it the pretty coin, USD coin, which is about $26-$27 billion of value. And then we have also what you call the doggy coin. The doggy coin, which is about $25 billion, maybe $26 billion, still growing as well. And then you have the one I think is kind of funny in a way. We call it the polka dot Bitcoin. stuff, polka dots. Can you imagine having polka dots worth about $12 billion? And then we have the U.S. deep Bitcoin, which is about $11-12 billion. So those are just folks, a few of the types of Bitcoin, if you will, cryptocurrencies that exist in the United States and really in the world, for that matter, universally. And like I say, I'm investing in Bitcoin. I recommend you to invest in Bitcoin. I mean, if somebody want to, you just call me, 817-729-0543, and I can make it happen for you. You know, so because now, do you want to take a break right quick before and then come back?
I do, and I want to see if anybody has any questions. So everybody get their questions together, and I'll come back on the other side, and we can ask those questions.
Nerds.
This year?
Oh, I've got money goals.
Use my credit card points to finally go on tour again.
Learn about 529s to save my son's education.
Invest in black-owned companies.
Invest in green companies.
Buy a place closer to my family.
Refinance at a lower rate and save for a basketball court in my barn.
Have a better credit card than her.
Whatever your money goals, we know the smartest ways to make them happen. Discover and compare the smartest credit cards, mortgage lenders, and more. For all your money questions, turn to the Nerds.
And the Nerd Wallet can be found under the financial section as well, along with the Wealth Think Bank, PayPal, NetSpend, and some Bitcoin information as well on LegalZoom and other financial entities under Do It All in the Mall found on the homepage. Take a look and see what else you can find by shopping through Do It All in the Mall.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
And I'm going to first open up the line for a caller with the last four, 0971. Please introduce yourself, tell us where you're calling from, and if you have any questions for Dr. Steele, 0971. Unmute yourself if you're muted. 0971. Any questions? Okay. No questions from that caller. Then we have caller with the last 4-5-9-2-3. If you have any questions for Dr. Steele, please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Bless, and I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I have I have a statement that Bitcoin is associated with Cash App. You know, people that have Cash App, they can go on to Bitcoin and kind of look at the graphs and the research and kind of see how it works, you know, right at your fingertips. I don't know if you knew that. But my question is this. My friend, who I won't say his name, is a professional football player. And this made the news. He had half his salary paid in Bitcoin to him, and when they paid the salary was like 1.2, but he caught it at the time that Bitcoin was up, so he wound up getting paid $6 million. And the federal government, IRS, was all over them trying to get paperwork. And how does Bitcoin affect you as far as the IRS?
That's a very good question, and before I answer your question, you're correct. You can actually take Bitcoin and use them like a Cash App, or because the Bitcoin, part of Bitcoin system is people put the Bitcoin value in a wallet. So in that wallet, you have a certain amount of Bitcoin dollar value in that wallet. And so, yes, you can do that. But anyway, getting to the question is this. You remember when I went, here's the answer to your question, sir. Very good question. I appreciate it. But the answer to your question, if you remember, as I was talking about Bitcoin, remember I said that you can go into any Bitcoin system, and then what you can do is you can audit Bitcoin, the value of the amount of money it is, like you do anything. And even though, two things. Number one, even though Bitcoin is unregulated or decentralized, unlike the dollar that's printed by the United States government, but that doesn't stop. It still doesn't stop the IRS from knocking on the door and saying, hello, you made this kind of money. Where's our taxes off of this kind of money? And what people got to realize is, regardless of whether Bitcoin is regulated or not, in America, anything that has that's connected to the – remember now also, you can't – the Bitcoin is regulated with the dollar bill. So when they paid that professional NFL player, they still used the dollar to buy the Bitcoin, to pay him. And so he got paid in the Bitcoin system. And anytime you have money, anything that has a monetary value, the IRS will always tax it. And so if you go get a house, I don't care how you got it, there's a tax on that house. There's a tax on Bitcoin. Same principle. So a lot of times people, this is one of the reasons why a lot of the young people started to get into Bitcoin, because they assume that because it's a Bitcoin that it couldn't be taxed and it wouldn't be taxed. And I'm here to tell you it's not true. Well, listen, let me tell you a secret. Even today, they're in Colorado and some other states, they sell marijuana, right? Y'all know they do. Guess what? And the government is not regulated, but the taxes, just because something is decentralized, that don't mean it's not have some level of regulation. The biggest regulation in the country or in any country, in any nation, is taxes, period. Always has been, always will be. And so as a result of that, the person will still have to pay the taxes on that money, on that Bitcoin that he purchased, because that's just there's no way around that at all. And because even in our investment system, there's investment that you can make that are tax deferred or tax delayed, but there's also investments that are taxed, that are pre-tax, and then they end up no tax. But the reality is everything, every single thing we purchase is taxed in some way. Bitcoin is no different.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Mr. Blair?
Yes, and I have another thing. I looked at something with Bitcoin that says, if you had got Bitcoin in 2000, $5,000 worth of Bitcoin, and you cashed it in 2021, that $5,000 would have been worth $2.5 million. Do you think Bitcoin is a long-term investment, or would you say it's a short-term investment?
Yeah, so again, that's a good question. I'm going to answer that in two ways. All investments, in essence, are long-term. Now, the problem is this, because you really asked a more complicated question than some people would be able to understand, but I'm going to break it down like this. Number one, all investments are long-term. And now, the problem with some investments, though, some investments are more risky than others. So now, A lot of people invest in things that are risky. The reason why is because risky investment, there's a one out of a million chances that if you take and invest in a risky investment, you could make millions of dollars just like that. So what that means is, on the surface, it appears that Bitcoin or any kind of investment is short term, but in reality, it's not. Because watch this now. Let's say I'm gonna give an answer to the last part of the question. Let's say you invest in Bitcoin and you got 50,000 and you end up with 2 million. Well, at that moment, then now you're gonna have to do something with that Bitcoin. You're gonna either have to buy it and then sell it, because if you don't sell it, like everything is, because everything like the cryptocurrency system has a level of volatility, which means that it has a level of risk in it. So if you make 2 million today, you better go ahead and cash it in, because if you don't cash it in,
right,
you could potentially lose it. It's kind of like going to the casino.
Right.
You go to a casino, you win $25 in the machine. If you keep playing, what's going to happen to your money? You're going to probably put it back into that machine or back on that blackjack table. But if you cash it in, and see, some people don't have the power mentally and through their decision-making and choices. So if they win a lot of money, cash it in and walk out of that casino at that moment, because if you keep playing after you won $5, $10, $100,000 or millions of dollars, you're going to put it back in that machine. So you got to have the power. The same thing exists with Bitcoin or even with stocks. The moment you win something, because think about it, folks, what is the basis of stock but also Bitcoin system? If you win Bitcoin, a lot of money in it, now it's best to cash it in, because here's where I'm going. You buy low and you what? Sell high.
Sell high.
Buy low, you sell high. Guess what? Folks, this is what a lot of folks don't understand. It's the same principle with real estate and buying a home. You buy a home at $200,000, and 5 or 10 years later, your home should be at least $400,000 or $500,000 value. If it's not, then then the home value was never worth nothing, or you haven't kept it up, or you're in a bad neighborhood where the home value is low. And so it's the same principle. So if you, let's say, Mr. West, if you bought, if I'm saying your name right, is it Bless or West?
Bless, like God bless you.
Bless.
Oh, man, you, no reason you talking about investing, because if you, your last name Bless, you're going to win some money if you hadn't already anyway. But even so, Mr. Bless, if you invest today, let's do a hypothetical. If you invest $15,000 in Bitcoin and you win $100,000 or $2 million, you're gonna have to sell it, because what you do then is you get another pool of money and you come back and invest in Bitcoin with another pool of money. The money you won, because if you keep playing that and leave it in Bitcoin, boom, it may be gone. Risk,
and that's
volatility,
the same thing that
risk. Go ahead, sir.
I said that's the same thing I tell people that tell me, oh, I bought stock and the stock went up. And I bought it at $15 and now I got $50. And I tell them, you don't have nothing. Because if you don't cash out, you don't have that money, because 10 seconds later, that $50 could be worth $11. So you're absolutely right. If you're going to play this game, you got to be diligent. You know, you got to know what your level of risk is. You got to know, you got to be willing to lose it all. You know, when I first played Bitcoin, like I said, my Cash App, I just kept seeing this thing about stocks. So I hit it. And then I started looking at the stocks and like, wow. And they let you play like $5, $3, $10, you know, just to get into it. And then when I saw Bitcoin, I kept hearing about Dogecoin. And I didn't know what it was. And I said, I'll try $50. And I put the $50 in there. And I went back like 2 hours later. I had to stop looking at it, though, because it was killing me. I was looking at it like every 15 minutes. Like, oh, my God.
I'm down to $34. Oh my God. But the next day I saw that my money doubled. I had made $50. So like you did, I took out the 50 and put in 20. So I made 30. You know what I'm saying? And you're right. Yeah. You gotta be prepared to do that, but you have to be diligent. And you can't, every time you see your stock or your Bitcoin drop, want to pull out, or you're never going to make any money, especially with Bitcoin, because it changes every second on the second. And like you said, you could win $1 million, and if you don't pull that $1 million out, 10 seconds later, you could be broke.
You sure can.
Mm-hmm.
You could be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who've done that. And I listen, folks, I know, and I'm being straight with people, I know somebody who lost $1 million because they didn't pull the money out. They lost $1 million. I mean, seriously. And people don't get that. But that's why I said, you know, the question you asked before, all investment is theoretically is long term. There's really no short term investment. People think they are, but they're really not. Because if it were, then there wouldn't be no risk.
We all be rich.
And then, exactly. Everybody would be rich then. And so that's, because give me an example, mutual fund. I don't know if you have a mutual fund, and those of you who listen to this radio today, let's do it radio. Listen, mutual funds are very volatile, but guess what? Can you make money in mutual funds? Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
But you gotta be in it for the long haul.
Right.
So you can make money off of it. And, you know, I have mutual fund. I made money off of it. But have it gone down? Yes, it has. So, and it's a game. It's a beautiful, wonderful game. Cryptocurrency is part of that beautiful, wonderful investing game, folks. And you can make money off of it. You know, so here's another question. Is that anybody else have any more questions, though?
I have one more question.
There are a couple of other. Wait a minute. Wait. Bless. Wait a minute. There are a couple other people on the line. So can you hold your question and get to a couple other people first?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Caller with the last 4 of 3015. Do you have any questions? And if so, would you introduce yourself and ask your question of Dr. Steele?
Yes, this is Miss Lakeisha Soray. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Fine, thank you. How are you doing? Thank you for joining Let's Do It Radio on Think Well Today.
Yes, I kind of wanted to tune in on what you said about the investing the $50 and then you checked it like the next day and made $50. Well, I do agree because I just kind of looked into Bitcoin like last week and I put up what I put up like 150, and then I looked back like the next day and I made $50. So you can make some money. You just gotta know when to, like Dr. Phil said, you just gotta know when to pull out. And like me, since I already like in accounting and stuff like that, in accounting field, like I didn't go to sleep that night. I stayed up kind of late because I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit back and watch it a little bit. And then see if it grows, but then I looked at it like 4 hours later, then it went to what, $200? I think it went to $210. So I see you can make little money here and there. You just got to know when to pull out. You just gotta like you say, be risky. You know, you gotta know what to put up, what to take out, what to, you know, you gotta be smart about your decision.
Know when to hold them.
Got it. That's because what people don't understand is Bitcoin, just like the dollar, don't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
See, the way we were created, here's what's amazing to me. We were created, we have to get 8 hours of rest. Guess what? Bitcoins and dollars don't have to go to sleep at all. So let's say Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, dollars, money, will always stay awake and make money. Watch this, folks. It's going to make money either for you or it's going to make money for somebody else.
Right.
Any more questions? Thank you very, very much, ma'am.
Thank you. And the caller with the last four, 1223, would you please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from and what your question is? And first off, we want to thank you for calling in. Let's do a radio Think Wealth on Bitcoin investment. 1223. Are you on mute? Caller 1223.
I guess I went to sleep all of a
sudden. How are you doing this evening? So do you have any questions of Dr. Steele on Bitcoin investment? Hello? Hello? We'll come back to her.
Hello?
Mr. Bless, you. Okay, can you hear us okay? Go ahead with your question. 1223, caller. You may be in a dead zone as well. We'll come back to you. Go ahead, Mr. Bless, with your question, please.
Yes, I want to ask Dr. Steele. The Bitcoin is not guaranteed money, though. Like, it's not backed by the dollar or by gold. So technically, the real risk of Bitcoin is it could be here today and gone tomorrow. Is that correct?
That is, Mr. Blair, that is absolutely correct. And that's why the Bitcoin system has a level of volatility, and it's actually a lot of, this is what a lot of the young people don't understand, and I try to tell them, Bitcoin is far more riskier than the dollar bill. Because, and I want to get into piggyback on your question, Mrs. Black. A lot of people say the dollar bill is going to go away and it's going to be replaced. Folks, do not believe that. That ain't going to ever happen. Not in at least it won't be in our lifetime. The dollar is not going anywhere. Now, will Bitcoin do well like it is and people make money off of it? Yes, you can. Yes, you will. I'm making money off of Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin system, Mr. Bless, you made a good statement, too. Gold doesn't lose its value. Anybody know anything about gold? It does not. But the dollar value goes up and down. Guess what, folks? The Bitcoin value also goes up and down. So the dollar is backed. That's why, you know what I mean, you ain't got to worry about the dollar. But guess what? The Bitcoin is not backed by, like Mrs. Bless correctly said, it's not. There's no foundation on it. So it's risky.
Okay.
Great question again, Mrs. Bless.
Thank you.
And let's try caller with the last four of 1223, see if she's available. Caller 1223. I'm going to introduce yourself. Okay. And then we have caller 9155. Would you introduce yourself and let us know where you're calling from and if you have a question for Dr. Steele? Caller with the last four of 9155.
I'm calling from Dallas, but I don't have a question at this time.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, and welcome to Let's Do It Radio, Think Wealth, and on the topic of Bitcoin investment. And if you do have any questions, we'll be checking back with you. So thank you so much. And your name is? Your name is?
Jamie.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We'll put you back on mute. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Okay. So we're back in the hands of Dr. Steele, if no one else has any questions at this time.
Yeah, and I want to just, before we end the show today, I want to address one of the most popular questions that particularly young people are asked, too, is, and the question is, why are cryptocurrencies, i.e. Bitcoin, so popular? Why are they so popular? Well, let me just talk about that a little bit before we go. Well, first of all, cryptocurrency appeals to their supporters, particularly now. It used to just be young, but now it don't matter what the age is. People are just curious. And see, one of the things about the human nature is everybody, whether they admit it or not, are curious about money, no matter what form it is. See, Bitcoin is a form of money, so people are curious about it. You know, so people see Bitcoin as the currency of the future, and they are racing to buy them now. And see, that's what some people do, especially if they're not a fiscal conservative. Bingo, they rush to buy it. But that's also part of, watch this, folks. That's also part of the principle and strategy of investment. Bitcoin is lower now. Do you think 5-10 years from now the price of Bitcoin is going to be higher? Absolutely, yes. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
So some people are moving fast to purchase Bitcoin while they can purchase it now. So now they can buy it for $15,000. Hell, it'll be $40,000. The same value may be $40,000 5 or 10 years later. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Why do you think I'm invested in Bitcoin? I was able to get them at a price that was absolutely crazy. But guess what? Now I can sell them for a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, folks? What that means is I'm making money off of Bitcoin. Now you got it.
Mm.
That is one of the basic strategies to investing anything, whether you're buying a house, whether you're investing money, whether you're buying cryptocurrency, is you buy low, sell high. The value increases over time. That's also why investments are long term, because all value increases. There's anything that's valuable increases over time. My grandmama used to say, honey tastes sweeter over time. Hello, somebody. So you just never know. You see, and a lot of the people who makes it so popular, the fact that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, the government is not over it. Now, don't get it twisted. Remember, Mr. Bless asked a perfect question. That don't mean you're not paying taxes on it. All that means is that the government is not governed by the government. You see what I'm saying? So that's another reason. The other reason why people buy cryptocurrency is because we are still in the technological age. As a result of that, people, you can use the technology to manage the cryptocurrency, i.e. the blockchain system, because it's a decentralizing, processing, and recording system that can be more secure than any other traditional payment to some degree. So you have, and so there's another reason why people are just buying it, because they're going, listen, like cryptocurrency, because they're going up in value. See, listen, would you buy something that continues to go down in value and going down? Probably not, because you would never make any money off of it. So see how you answered your own question? If something is low, but it's still, the value is going up, then that tells you automatically that here is something of value. So you have to look at it for what it's worth. That's the reason why folks, people buy anything that has value in it. Think about it for a moment. On your job, everybody that's working a job here, and hopefully you are, even if you're not retired, you're working at home. Everything, we should be adding value to it, shouldn't we? Cryptocurrency does the same thing. So people buy it because the value is going up. Just like you said, Inez, I heard you say it, because of Elon Musk bought it. Listen, people also buy it because two other reasons. Because the football player bought it and Elon Musk bought it. So that means it must be good. It must have some value in it. Listen, I got folks buying it now because they say, wait a minute, Dr. Steele owns ATM machine. So there must be something good about it. You know what? They still buying it. Hey, listen, when they open up them dollar bills, I smile. I'm not going to tell y'all no lie. I'm being real with you. I'm making money off of it because the value, everything has value. Folks, you have value. Look in the mirror. What do you see? You don't see no ugly person, man or woman. You have value. Listen, when you purchase cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, it has value. It's just that. Listen, I know we're running out of time. For next Tuesday, let's do, I'm letting everybody know, we're going to do cryptocurrency part two, because there's no way we can talk about and get all the questions. So we're going to do, if it's okay with you, Ms. Inez and Ms. Sharon, we're going to do cryptocurrency. Right. That's what I'm saying. In 2 weeks, part two. Because it's some more things that I would love to say today, but I can't say everything because we don't have the time.
Right. Can I ask a question, though, since you have talked about the ATM machine? I mean,
absolutely.
Like, if there's a group of people who want to purchase a Bitcoin ATM machine, we can come to you and find out what process it would be correct and where to put it and so on and so forth.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
Right. Just make sure when you come, have some money in your pocket.
Okay, $2.10 should be enough, but okay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know you.
But no, that's good. So good we're having the part two, because we do have some other callers who I was trying to get to, but I don't know. But we want to just wait and have them ask the question next time, or do you want to get to them today, Dr. Steele?
I mean, I can ask some of the questions before we go.
Okay, let me see, because I know the one caller, she was, may have had, been having trouble with her phone. Caller 1223, I don't know if you're able to speak to us, address us, and then let us know what your question is and who you are.
I'm sorry. I'm Shalita from Newark, Delaware, and, yes, I'm having telephone trouble. I don't have a question, but I am interested in Bitcoin.
Okay, good. Wonderful. So, like Dr. Steele said, in a couple of weeks, come back for part two. And I have your telephone number, so I can, if you want me to, I can send you a reminder, if that's okay.
Could you please, but could you send it to another telephone number, please?
Let me come to the other caller and let them ask their question. And while they're asking the question, I'll ask you on the other side. So let me see if caller number 9155, do you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask Dr. Steele? If so, would you please greet us with your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is? 915. Oh, that was Jamie. I'm sorry. That was Jamie. So, Mr. Bless, do you have any other questions? 5923.
Well, I don't have a question. I have a statement. If people really want to try to figure it out, if they go to their Cash App, if they got Cash App, You can actually pay into Bitcoin or stocks. Now they have it. You hit the button, and you can go to Bitcoin.
Right.
Just put in $20 and watch it. Just put in $20 and watch it, and you'll figure it out real quick how it works. That's it. You know, if you're really interested in getting into stocks, just buy some stocks for $10. Mm-hmm. Even if it's worth $80, just buy $10 worth and watch what your money does.
Uh-huh.
And you'll figure out what's what. And like Dr. Steele say, buy low and sell high. And I definitely think stocks are the way to go. Stocks and Bitcoin are the way to go. That's it.
Stocks and real estate and yourself is another big way to invest in yourself as well, as Dr. Steele would kindly say. That's one good way to invest in yourself. So it's back in your hands, Dr. Steele, if you want to give the last words, as they say.
Yes, I just want to say it's a wonderful opportunity to be on today and talk about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and yes, you can make money by investing in Bitcoin. And just knowing and using good strategies. And because when you do that, then now you won't regret it. And above all, you won't lose your money because you're investing, and you're investing because you want to be wealthy, financially free.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be happy. You want to achieve the American dream. And you know what? Bitcoin is one of the ways that you can invest and do it. And so I want to thank everyone that's on this show, listen to this show, from all the way from Delaware to Dallas and Washington to California and to Florida and to all the different states. And we will be back again. Bitcoin.
Yes, we will.
Money.
Yes, we will.
Invest. Make some money, honey, as my grandmama used to say. Thank y'all very much for being on the show.
All right, as Dr. Steele takes us out of the show, I want to play a short clip on Bitcoin New Bones to keep technical level. And I'm going to come back, and then we'll have some more songs and commercials, and then we will be closing out our show. So we want to thank you, Dr. Steele, for gracing us and taking the time out of your busy schedule, because this is the one busy man. If you saw the laundry list of what he does, what he's involved in, you'd be tired just from me talking about it. So I want to thank you for, again, being here. And please join us, you all, in 2 weeks as we return with Bitcoin / cryptocurrency investment. Thank you, Dr. Steele.
Sula, sorry, with what technical analysts are saying.
Well, they're saying this is a good sign for the Bitcoin bulls. Bitcoin hitting a crucial technical level over the weekend, rose above its 50-day moving average for the first time since mid-May on Saturday, and rose again on Sunday, its fifth consecutive day of gains, rising as high as 34,600 and change. Now, Bitcoin, as we know, has had a volatile run in recent weeks, and it looked to be in danger of further declines after falling below 30,000 earlier in the week, a level some predicted could lead to further declines. The big boost, as you said, coming from last week's conference on Bitcoin, Tesla's CEO Elon Musk saying he wants Bitcoin to succeed, and his SpaceX corporation, in addition to Tesla, own some. ARK Investments' Cathie Woods, a widely followed investment rock star, at least earlier in the year in terms of her tech investments. So corporations should consider adding Bitcoin to their balance sheets. Meanwhile, an early crypto mogul in China, Bobby Lee, says he believes China's crackdown on cryptocurrencies will probably intensify and could lead to an outright ban. He sees the chances of that is at 50-50, but nonetheless is still a Bitcoin bull, sees Bitcoin getting back above 65,000 in the second half and possibly peaking above 250,000 later in the year. Very bullish outlook. Back to you.
So
So thank you all for joining us today as we, I want to play some music on the other end as we listen to some Bitcoin information. And so thank you for joining us. And it's always been a pleasure having each and every one of you as we play.
Get down to the New York Stock Exchange. We've been talking Lucid, Robinhood.
Okay, sorry, that was a long one. That's okay. I'm going to play some Bankster's Paradise.
Can you characterize everything that the Fed has done this past week as essentially flooding the system with money?
Yes, exactly.
And there's no end to your ability to do that?
There is no end to our ability to do that.
You want to tell me what this is all about?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my account and realize there's nothing left. Cause bankers been friendin' and inflating so long that even my mama knows that my savings gone. But I ain't ever crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Banks treated them like punks, you know that's unheard of. You better watch out which currency you're holding, or you and your money might be lying in chalk. I really hate this shit, but I got no hope. As they prayed, I see my fingers going up in smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of normie no savers wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light. Been spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise. Kids spending most of our life living in the bankster's paradise. Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life, I've been fucked by Wall Street. So I gotta be down with the whole team. Peer-to-peer cryptocurrency got me chasing dreams. Now I'm an educated fool with Bitcoin on my mind. Got a treasure in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a locked out Bitcoin set tripping hodler. And my patience is out, so don't arouse my anger, fool. Moon ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. Invest in Bitcoin, you a dyer. What can I say? Fiat 49, now will it lift to C50? The way money been printed, I don't know. Tell me why are we so blind to see that inflation wrecks our currency? We're spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise. Been spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in the bankster's paradise.
Powell and a printer in his ivory tower. Minute after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's rioting, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in Bitcoin. A revolution's brewing, everyone's gotta learn, and Satoshi's here to teach these. Banks trying to figure it out, can they survive BCC? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know the banks are out of luck, fool. Now we're spending most our lives living in a Bitcoin paradise. Now we're spending most our lives living in a stateless paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in a bankless paradise. Keep spending most our lives living in a Bitcoin paradise. Tell me why are we so blind to see what's destroying the world? It's fiat currency. Tell me why are we so blind to see that Bitcoin is here to save humanity?
I want everyone to please start learning about a new financial system. This system is called Bitcoin. It was created for this very purpose. So the elites do not have control of the financial system anymore. With Bitcoin, they cannot turn on the printing press and give our dollars to their friends for bailing them out because they weren't being responsible.
Hmm. That's right. That's all right. That is so all right. Help, little man. You have been listening to Let's Do a Radio. found on the homepage, as well as the past shows on doitallinthemall.com. A special thanks to our guest speaker, Dr. Ralph Steele, who is a structured settlement broker from WealthThink Bank on Think Wealth, with this evening's topic, Bitcoin investment. Yes, sir. And we want to thank, of course, all of our callers for their questions and their comments. And, of course, all of our Let's Do It Worldwide Radio listeners. Thank you for joining us, as we will be back in a couple of weeks, as Dr. Ralph Steele said, on the topic of Think Wealth, Bitcoin / Cryptocurrency Investments Part 2, as we had a nice group of people asking questions, and we want to continue that. Many from the Tulsa, Oklahoma experienced devastation during the Tulsa Massacre 100 years ago. Make sure you leave your children with some generational wealth. Join us in 2 weeks, and please leave questions and comments on the shows you have listened to. And please visit the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the Let's Do It Radio banner on the right-hand side, the big old banner that says Let's Do It Radio. And you'll find all of our speakers and entrepreneurs, and you can listen to episodes on demand at your leisure, all while shopping in the mall, which is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Washington State, and she's been doing that for over 13 years. And you can shop for anything you need as you listen to entertainment all in your own comfort zone, which is right at your fingertips. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and the commission is earned on qualified purchases, going back into your community where your money matters. And you want your money to matter, correct? So help us by going to doitallinthemall.com, visiting us, and making it your shopping headquarters. If you have any questions and need to know how to get to the mall or get to the mall, give us a call at 813-900-7911 or 509-406-6920, and we'll be happy to assist you in any way that we can to make sure that your visioning pleasure through the mall is an enjoyable one. So we also do accept donations, and you can do donations by clicking the donate button on the homepage as well of doitallinthemall.com. And we accept major credit cards, and also we have Cash App, and that Cash App tag is $ Do It All in the Mall. Maybe you might have a topic for discussion, or maybe you would like to advertise with Do It All in the Mall. Don't hesitate. Give us a call at the numbers I just gave you, 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. And if you didn't catch that, you can always go back and listen to the episode and get that information as well. And again, those numbers are 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. So please Skype, tune in, and listen and talk with us at 845-241-9985, Tuesdays through Fridays. And you want to check the schedule by going to, of course, Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, and check what's going on that day, because we have all kind of segments throughout the each week. So please visit that. And as I go to, I call it my music segment, we want to appreciate. Thank Dr. Steele for dishing the dirt on the Bitcoin investment. So what you going to do? Once again, thank you for listening, and just continue to listen as I play some Bitcoin music. The Banks of Paradise was funny. And I have some more for you. And this has been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez of On Ice Software Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide from Washington State, hosting out of Florida. And your guest speaker was Dr. Ralph Steele with Wealth Think Bank from Arlington, Texas. So as I play my next Bitcoin song, which is, you're going to laugh at it, All the Way Up. So let's take it all the way up.
Get your cryptocurrency. Yeah. Straight to the moon, Bitcoin, all the way up. All the way up. It's all the way up.
Hudson Valley, reaching every week. Money for these coins, we ain't never sleep. You put your faith in banks, I put my faith in me. Get gold, get silver, get Bitcoin. It's all the way up. Because what you want is what you need. Because what you want is what you need. Because what you want is what you need. It's all the way up. It's all the way up. Straight to the moon, Bitcoin, all the way up. To the banks for fast cars and Rolexes. While the money's in banks but earning no interest. They've been watching our money but being so reckless. Had to make a withdrawal, we're getting so ridiculous. I think it's time to invest in new things. Satoshi Nakamoto, we ain't talking about bling. Cryptocurrency price be flying like wings. Champion Stacker, yeah, I got a few coins. And it's all the way up. Purloin, yeah. Don't shut. Next year's price, I don't know what it is, but I'll point you to the chart and say, go all the way up. It's all the way up. It's all the way up. It's all the way up. Straight to the moon, Bitcoin, all the way up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Get that Bitcoin.
Get
your Bitcoin. Yeah.
Now we have the Bitcoin song to the tune of No Regulators by Warren G. No Regulators.
Financial regulators, we don't regulate any stealing of people's property. We damn corrupt too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be in the city of London. Wall Street Club, if you know what I mean.
Come on.
Earn your keep. Regulators, do something. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Banks were on Wall Street, trying to consume some debt for the E to make more subprime loans. Merlin and fraud doing God's work on the throne. Hit the east side of corrupt Wall Street on the mission to find Mr. Jamie Dixie. JPM full of debt about the freak. Asymmetric hedges and derivatives starting to creep. I hooked up an order for Bitcoin ASIC. Some brothers mining Bitcoin, so I said let's do this. Network speed has jumped, had a hash rate is going up. Security is skyrocketing. Bankers out of luck. Krugman and Munger seat their rhetoric is just up 30s. Uncivilized idiots, they gonna hit the curve. Won't you think of better things than some Keynesian mind trick? Just bought some pet rocks to take it to the geatric. Getting financially rigged, they're breaking myself. I can't believe that they're taking my wealth. They took down my gold, they took down my silver necks. I looked at the banker, I said I got no head. The banker got Europe hemmed up, and they all around non-elected Goldman Sachs, technocrats stealing pump a pound. I got a bank run real quick before they start to clown. Best put it in Bitcoin and lay them bankers down. They got financial weapons to my head, I think I'm going down. Can't believe that this is happening in my own town. If I had Bitcoin, I could fly and try to contemplate a future without fraud and financial rape. 16 trillion in debt and one in the vote. Fractional reserve banking is about to make the market turn cold. The market's dropping, cream is yelling, but it's just too late. Bitcoin and blockchain have to regulate. I figured down and watch the Bitcoin price explode. Now I'm switching my money on the Bitcoin. No, get on the blockchain, sit back and reserve. Get the corrupt bankers jumping on to the curve. Congress got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Another corporate takeover, they trying to fast track. Back up, back up, cause it's on NDAA and CPP are clearly unconstitutional and wrong. Just like I thought, the bankers were in real shit, in need of some desperate help. Bush and his administration, they were in some need of some campaign wealth. A lot of them banks were as big as hell. Tank said, ooh, I like your size. They said, yeah, we're too big to fail. And you seem real nice, would you like to bail us out? Now we got banks full of TARP, and it ain't going so well.
The next stop for the taxpayers is austerity hell. Into a whole new era, G-Funk investing it, now I dare ya. Manipulation on a whole new level. High frequency trading is the market, and the market is in peril. Q-E-P-O-M-O, we bring T-A-R-P, L-T-R-O, where debt is the money, and the money is the debt. If you know the market like I know, then you don't want to partake in this. It's a Ben Bernanke era, and he's messing around with Operation Twist. If you smoke like yelling smoke, and you're high on opium every day, all I can say is get your ass into gold, silver, Bitcoin, and expect QE to infinite.
Cryptocurrency. Save that money. Yeah. No regulators. Bitcoin. Yeah. Save that money.
LD, aka the independent variable.
Trip God, I was serving up the whole world.
I'm a type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting right. Those margaritas not going on my car. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way. Hold up, you ain't heard a little day, young L, the Jew, biz major. You know about the world he raised in. I've been saving money since a motherfucker 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Free sandwiches, homie, two stamps away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
I swear to God, all of them be scared of me, I put that rod in them. All of them acting thoughtless, I disregard them. All of them acting holy, ain't got no God in them. I can teach a little to like Christian. I can take it up to church, fresh as hell, no peace. I can make it there first like a baby without a hiccup. I can...
Quan, what does this have to do with saving money, though? You know what, a full verse would have been too expensive anyways.
I ain't parking at a less than meter green, homie. Haircut several months in between, homie. Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply TP and bleed. Airbnb the motherfucking lease, I'm never there. I'm out in Cali, why the fuck my company in Delaware? At happy hour taking out a chicken, I don't even care. Now the plots of both dating and wings. Heat matinee, phone bill, got the motherfucking fam on it. 401k rolling over bands on it. Copper sweaters in the summer when the sale over. You rappers rag about, you overpaying for it. Low threat count, hard with the covers. Free trial memberships, out. I never joined the shoes, out. You think this is out? We been flying like a motherfucking fish, though. Demo style, half a dozen on a stick, just so I can wet the appetite a bit. What you talking about? My AC never do another blow fans. Walgreens car shopping all the off brands. Boy, go hard when collecting got them. Save a motherfucking roach, trying to smoke. Check the clothes in my drawers. I ain't playing around. It's LD, little boy. Warren, can you blame me now? You think I got 450 up in quarters only? Well, I'm fucking yo.
With a gold, I burn. With a gold, I burn. With a dough, I baby. In the face, you know I ain't trying to blow.
$100K underneath the bed, baby.
Hey, if you at a restaurant and got an iced coffee and the waiter been refilling that without a word of caution, and you get your pension bill and you can see double charging for the coffee, and you told him there's a problem, sing along like, oh, don't double charge me for that. Don't double charge me, we like, oh, don't double charge me for that. Don't do it to yourself, cause I might just ask what the ice cube's worth. What the ice cube's worth, that's the only differentiator making this a non-free perk. And I might make work more difficult for you than it need be. So think about it, take a minute, let it breathe be. But think about it, bro, you saw me get the burger with the bacon on the side. After looking at the price of the side I'm just making and comparing that to what the difference in the cheeseburger versus the bacon cheeseburger was, and making my decision. I would hate to be the waiter trying to tell me something different. I'ma get on Yelp in a minute and review this piece of shit place like only you know how. Unless you take the extra coffee off, I might get loud. Unless you, oh, it was just an accident. You didn't even mean to, you didn't even, that was, that's so, I'm so embarrassed.
Junior Mafia, get money. The clean radio of it, edition.
My living room flow, play Nintendo with seasonino. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, bad head in the moon. Spin my V, smoke on my weed. Tattoo on Tata, saying Big Papa. Now check it, you wanna be my main sweet baby? Don't you? You wanna give me what I need, baby? Won't you? Picture life as my wife, just think. Full left, mix, fat X to O mix. Breakfast to max, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you could say you the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Things got hot, you sent bed to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the tramp said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, he was hitting everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Will always be. What I get for tricking, came out on bail, commenced the ass kicking, licking the door, waving the 4-4, won't get hurt with Papa, don't hit me no more, disrespect my clique, my game's imperial, mess around and made a milk box material, you feel me, stealing chips, running your lips, cause of you, I'm on some real, what you say, 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 what you say,
money.
What you say,
Get money.
What you say,
Get money, you get more money, you get more problems. Notorious B.I.G.
Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop. Who jewels got box, who mostly go she down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't no kid deep, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. All the spots, rock all the rock, top all the drop. I know you're taking now when all the ball stops. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this is B.O.J. We don't play, mess around, be D.O.A. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down spit. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DEA, federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and a phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple B, miracle dream. I be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Sitting hosters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya, me and Mike to me. Bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's because you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem. It's just a where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Play it please, lyrically, see, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 5-0-0, take my phone number, your man, I got to know, I got the dough, got the flow down, do that, platinum plus, like this at, dangerous, on Trizak, leave you with Trizak.
Still mentioned to us, you want to buy low, sell high. So when the price is down, you got to pick up. Yes, sir.
Pick up!
price down. Don't be scared now, your boy's up in the house. And bitcoins are what I scoop up. You wanna touch mine, my friend, me up the suit, yeah. So never be scared. The market's full of bears. But I'm a bull and I'm bullish. You know I'm not foolish, so yes, we gon' do this. Governments don't offend me. I never gave a fuck about my enemies. You're never gonna stop this. There's way too much adoption. Overstocking now, Zynga. Tiger directing now, Expedia. Same, just keep growing. Picking up on the low end.
Price down, pick up. Price down, pick up.
Shout out to Tatiana Moros. Shout out to Naomi Brockwell. I see a concert coming soon. Shout out to Sean's Outpost. We love you. Shout out to Charlie Trent. We love you. Shout out to Liberty.me. Jeffrey, keep doing what you're doing. Andreas Antonopoulos, keep doing what you're doing. Roger Ver, the Bitcoin Jesus. Let's talk Bitcoin. Adam Levine. Mad Bitcoins. We love you. Paige from San Fran Meetup. We'll see you soon. All the Bitcoin Meetups. Let's keep coming together. Dow Tong loves you all. And I'm out.
And we out on the Bitcoin investments for today. Yes, sir.
Dr. Ralph Steele is owner of WealthThink Bank and Mediation Worlds, PLLC. His companies provide financial investments and also provide legal representation for employment cases. The financial investment business helps people start and sustain their financial legacies for their families. He's an international speaker and author of 17 books, the most recent titled A National Economic Plan for African Americans, available at lulu.com. You can also find Dr. Ralph Steele in the specialty section at doitallinthemall.com.
Doitallinthemall.com. Doitallinthemall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on doitallinthemall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric, apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at doitallinthemall.com today.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
And you can check us out also through Eventbrite, through Let's Do It Radio, if you're traveling and have nothing to do and want something to do. You can go and get a free ticket by going into Eventbrite, typing in Let's Do It Radio, and see what's on the agenda for the day. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you tomorrow with our relationship show with Stephanie Whitfield Lott. Stay blessed and have a wonderful evening.